Here in the U.S., the health of the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court is cause for concern. The court said yesterday that William Rehnquist is suffering from thyroid cancer. He had an emergency tracheotomy last Saturday. According to a court statement, he'll be back at work on Monday. Several medical authorities say that while thyroid cancer is usually treatable, the nature of the Chief Justice's treatment so far suggests this is an especially troubling form of the disease and that he may have difficulty returning to work. The news has inevitably been sucked into the presidential campaign. Joining us now is Slate and day-to-day legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick. Dahlia, Mr. Rehnquist is 80 years old. He already was on a lot of lists of potential retirees. So is this news going to have practical effect on the election next week?
Well, I think the short answer, Alex, is no. You know, he plans to be back on the bench on Monday and put a brave face on it. But probably what it will do is make concrete this abstraction that's been floating around for the last couple of weeks, which is the president really does have the power not just to appoint someone to the Supreme Court, but also on a court that's so delicately balanced, 5-4, to really reshape the entire judicial landscape by doing so.
So what happens if this Supreme Court is asked to decide the election again this year as it was last time?
Well, my own guess is that they won't take it. I think that the blowback from the last episode was so extreme and so unexpected, and the court is so concerned for its own sort of dignity and reputation that it would be very unlikely to take another case like Bush v. Gore. And we can see now it's already refusing to take those cases about Nader being off the ballot. But if by chance Rehnquist was not on the court so that you had a sort of 4-4 tie in the Bush v. Gore 5-4 lineup, I think that's all the more reason for the court to just stay away from these issues altogether.
Mr. Rehnquist is not the only member of the court who's had to deal with cancer. There are others.
That's right. We sometimes forget because they sort of powered through their illnesses without missing much time on the bench. But Sandra Day O'Connor suffered from breast cancer in 1988. Ruth Bader Ginsburg had colon cancer in 1999. And Justice John Paul Stevens has had prostate cancer. And all of them are still in great shape and still, you know, on the court, very, very vigorous and looking great.
Mr. Rehnquist has not said anything about retiring, but still he is 80 years old. People do think about possible replacements. And what about this scenario? What if Mr. Bush loses the election and the Chief Justice retires right away? Could he make an appointment while he's still in office before January 20th?
Well, Alex, a lot of these questions about what the president would do to replace Rehnquist, especially if he were a lame duck president, really turn on a sort of larger question of what kind of appetite President Bush has for a big fight. And it's not at all clear to me that he has the appetite to do that kind of what would be perceived as a sort of thermonuclear stunt. We do know that the Constitution gives him the power to make a recess appointment. We know that he's not hesitated to use that power with judges on the lower court, although there are currently lawsuits over whether or not that was appropriate. And I just don't think that the president would take the risk of using his power to make a recess appointment to put someone controversial in the court without by doing this end run around the Congress.
If the Chief Justice were to resign, couldn't the president elevate one of the current justices, just name that person Chief Justice?
There's, again, a lot of rumors out in the blogosphere today about a Justice Thomas, a Justice Scalia, to elevate them to chief and then appoint someone else. Again, I'm not sure he has the taste for that kind of fight. I think it's possible that he would elevate an O'Connor or a Kennedy, someone who's a moderate and who has a sort of track record that the Senate could live with, and then appoint someone a little bit more extreme to take their place.
Opinion and analysis from Dahlia Lithwick. She writes the jurisprudence column for Slate. She's writing on this issue again tomorrow. Dahlia, thank you.
My pleasure.